I'm Rosemary McGeachan, and I live in Maenclochog and have done long time, 25 years, perhaps more, living in Maenclochog in the middle of the Preseli's.
And where did you come from?
West coast of Scotland. A dairy part of the world. Ended up now with sheep and beef and all sorts of things. But I have done milk recording for 30 years. And in that time, there have been so many changes in farming and on the farms. One of the striking changes to me are the fact that you used to pull into a farmyard and there was dogs and ducks and chickens and geese and cats and, well, cows and... But you'd pull into a farmyard and it was everybody's picture of a jigsaw puzzle farmyard. But now, due to rules and regulations, a lot of these little things have gone. And I feel that's such a shame, because we've got, not industrialised, but because of rules and regulations, rules have to be adhered to. When I came to the village at first, there was someone, and we did it, there used to be horses running up and down the road, going from place to place, and you would have a herd of horses.
Wow.
Would it be a herd? You know, going through the village, and now, of course, there's nothing. We have sheep.
Don't you?
Nobody's running horses through the village.
No, no.
But that's because of the increase in traffic. I attend the milkings on the farms and take milk samples from every cow and how much milk they've given. And that's all recorded. It's tested and recorded. And any other information like calvings and dry cows, all sorts of things relevant to the cows, I record. It goes off to the big computer world, which is different. We used to send it all off on paper and it all came back on paper, but now it comes back online. And all this enables the farmer to be far more efficient.
You reckon?
Yes.
Not so sure. Or you think
yes,
it does,
but I don't think it's as friendly, because farms have got bigger.
Yes.
Farmers are not always able to spend the amount of time they would like to with the individual cows. Although some are very, very caring farmers. And those are the ones I enjoy. Yeah. Must look after your animals or... Well, it stops if you don't care for your animals. I did come years ago. And eventually had a daughter who was born and brought up in the Preseli's, who was Eisteddfod's. And from 8 years old till about 18, she sang and played in the national, in the local, in the Eisteddfod's, all over the county and further afield. So she was a very Welsh girl. And she's still here, and I chose to stay. When I started years ago, I could have been the only person a farmer might have seen for days, unless, you know, he would have a wife maybe, or, but apart from that, I might have been the only other person that would arrive on the farm for him to talk to. And that was enjoyable, all the different, because I can go to 10 different farmers, talk about the same subject, but I can get 10 different opinions and 10 different viewpoints. And I think it's lovely when they all go to the mart and get together, and
it's a good chin wag.
Yes.